conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After President-elect Trump and Elon Musk rejected a bipartisan government spending plan, Republicans drafted a new bill, which the House then voted down on Thursday. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Dozens of Republicans opposing it, 38 Republicans bucking and opposing Donald Trump to oppose this bill. The question now, of course, is what comes next? This was their plan B. It failed. What is plan C? Everyone now looking to Trump and Musk to see what they should do next.
The man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now back in New York, where he will face murder and terrorism charges. Luigi Mangione is being held without bail. Just before Christmas, Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters launched a strike at seven of the company's delivery hubs this week. Now, unionized Starbucks workers in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Chicago are off the job. They want higher wages. Starbucks says they walked away from talks this week. This is ABC News. Dogs are now assisting Alabama police in the search for missing one-year-old Caleb Collins. He's not been seen since early September. The search triggered by a massive car crash involving his family this week. Fayette County resident Angela Trim is shocked it's taken this long for authorities to realize the child had vanished.
If the accident happened December the 8th and dad died, mom's in the hospital, sister died, why hasn't, you know, what took everybody so long to realize there's another child?
Caleb's grandfather has since been arrested. Authorities have issued an emergency missing child alert for the little boy. In Indiana today, Delphi killer Richard Allen will receive his sentence for the murders of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German back in 2017. And if you're still waiting to ship out those last few holiday gifts, time's running out. U.S. Postal Service priority mail deadline for Christmas Eve delivery is tomorrow. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
The holidays are here, and there's no better way to celebrate than sharing our favorite holiday memories with all of you.
New Year's Eve, 1999, with all the craziness around Y2K, nobody knew it was going to happen. And we had a square dance in a church basement in Marinette, Wisconsin. And all our family and extended family and friends, was probably like 100 people there. And nobody knew how to square dance, but that kind of made it fun. So it was a very fun New Year's Eve.
Hey, Pete, do you have any warm wishes for all our listeners on WGBW and WISS?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a good night.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame: Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times. And it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard-partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local. This week's show, we discuss stress during the holiday season with Kimberly Johnson from Johnson Counseling.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. 5 days till Christmas, 6 days till Christmas.
Five Wednesday. Sleeps.
Yep.
Wow.
So sleep tonight, tomorrow. Yeah. Yep, five sleeps.
I'm telling Todd, I'm not a good Christmas shopper.
Oh, no. This is great.
Well, it wasn't even my... I try hard. I mean, I've tried whatever. I'm one of those guys, so...
Victoria's Secrets.
You always bring it up. I told you that.
I told you, I ran into Mike Holmgren there. We're both standing there. Like, it's...
Whoa, you never told that.
Oh, yeah, he did. Because remember, yeah, he said, I wouldn't buy my...
Oh, that's right. Oh, Walmart. Way back.
And it was Christmas Eve day, too.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was Christmas Eve day, so...
I was thinking about you yesterday, by the way, in not flattering terms.
Oh, darn.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Because if it had been 20 years ago, you know where I would have been?
20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Or today?
What?
Downtown Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown Mall.
Yeah, you and two other people.
I would have been in the Downtown Mall. I would have had an Orange Julius.
Yeah.
I would have had a muffin.
Be smelling the Cinnabon. Or
smell
whatever,
the Cinnabon.
Right.
Oh, I would have sat under the big clock.
Yep. There's a great restaurant in there that had great salads. I can't remember what the name of it was.
You're exactly right.
They closed. They left.
Wasn't the last place to close like a pizza place upstairs, like in the back corner, like a bar kind of thing? Remember that? Or was it a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah, I think that it was in the back.
Yes.
Very dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that place. But I was thinking about that. Instead of slushing around out in these slippery parking lots yesterday, I could have been in the mall enjoying myself.
They sure
great
do
candy
work.
Shop in that
waiting,
mall.
Waiting for Larry McCarron to walk by.
Yeah.
To do his one day of shopping. It was a tradition. It was like a family tradition. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Mayor.
We were just talking about tax base.
Whatever.
Before we went on the air and... That mall, the whole footprint of that mall was about $4 million.
Oh, here we go again.
Now, John, I just want to say that's the tax base they created. These guys across the street, 40. Same footprint.
What does that do for me?
Keeps your taxes in check.
Oh, I'm not sure they're in check, my friend.
That's spending.
All right.
I'm just talking about the revenue side.
So anyway.
And because we talked about this, because the coal piles is 35 acres.
Okay, can I just be honest with you?
And that,
this is almost exactly when I sat in economics 101 class, and I'm thinking about, hey, I wonder if she'd go out with me.
Yeah.
I wonder where she's from.
All right,
she looks too cool for me. Yeah.
All right.
That's what happens when you start talking that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Texter. Okay, quote, I ran into Mike Holmgren at Victoria's Secret. I was thinking of you yesterday, Jim. Okay.
two sentences. People who don't know you guys and they just kind of tune in, and it's an interesting conversation sometimes.
Well, we kind of bounce around a little bit. Somehow, we have a concept.
We have an idea of a concept.
And we're weaving.
Yes. But anyway, so I go to do some shopping.
Okay.
I walk into a store. I have one of the worst senses of direction of any human being that I know. Mm-hmm. I walk into a store and I could take 10 steps. I'm immediately like lost, like twisted up. Okay.
In a store?
In stores, in malls, in stores like that. I swear, I'm not making this up. There's no reason. So what I have to do is just wander. I never know where anything is. And I wander and wander and wander till I happen to come upon what I want.
Do you know those security guys are like, okay, keep an eye on this guy.
Probably.
The guy holding up his pants with no
right, belt. Right, right. Keep an eye on this guy. Okay.
He's wandering aimlessly.
What's he doing in the lingerie? Anyway.
So anyway, okay. And first of all, stop that because I told you what happens to me even when I walk, even at Walmart, if I walk through that section, I have to look away or I start getting sweaty.
Oh,
I get uncomfortable. That makes
I just get sweaty and uncomfortable when I walk into Walmart. I don't care what section it is.
Wow.
Victoria's Secrets. I don't understand that.
That's not the point I'm getting. It makes me nervous. That stuff makes me nervous.
It would make me nervous at Walmart, but not at Victoria's
Secrets.
It makes
me nervous.
Okay, women's undergarments
make me nervous.
Mine all nervous.
I don't know. Don't answer the question. But I'd like to know why. But don't answer it because I really don't want to know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Let our minds wander by themselves. We can all come up with a reason.
Because I do.
Analyze it.
Yeah. You know why? Because they don't fit. That's why.
Oh, by the way, a little disappointed you didn't give me any compliments on my vest.
I love that vest.
Oh, wow.
Yellowstone.
That's your thing.
Yeah, in honor of although all kinds of rumors about spinoffs and how Kevin Costner did not get along with the crew down the stretch and everything.
Wow.
Hasn't spoken to anybody about it. And like a TMZ person tried to ask him about it. And he goes, you know what? I heard it was a suicide. Did I kill myself or something? It's like, yeah, I'm not going to revisit it. You know how they killed off his character.
Sure. Yeah.
And but he's just blew everybody off. And that was his thing. So anyway,
where'd you get the vest? That's cool.
Julie, for a gift at one time, but isn't that cool? Nice.
She knows how to shop for you.
Yeah. I know. I'll be totally honest with you. If I was wearing a cowboy hat,
I bought you one, which you gave away, that black one.
Where is it?
$75.
I didn't give it away.
I think you gave that away. I know you gave that green vest away, which I'm still mad about. But
which green vest?
That really good, nice green vest that was hanging over
there. The City of Green Bay vest?
Yeah.
I think you gave that to Kristen Lyerly.
And you just gave it away. It was mine.
I did? I donated it to your homeless shelter.
No.
Yeah, I think I brought it over there and donated it. I think there's a guy walking around town saying he's mayor.
There's a few of them.
I'm just saying. So I go to the store yesterday.
All right.
Can I just wander aimlessly?
Right.
As I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I bought some stuff. I bought this thing for my granddaughter. Okay? Little thing for my granddaughter. And I'm standing in line, and there's like, you know, just, whew. I'll tell you what, if somebody needs a job, go be a checkout person at a store. Because, I mean, you'll have 14 lanes, and you'll have two open.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Did I tell you, I wanted to finish your story, but I was at a store buying something, a shirt or something, and was in line a long time.
Right.
And it was ridiculous.
Right.
And because, right, two people working,
yes.
And there's eight, okay. I got up there and I said, this is ridiculous. I said, I've been standing in line here for 15 minutes, cash in hand. And you guys.
Hey, Todd, he's walking right into my story.
No, you'll see. Johnny, you know what the guy did?
What?
Handed me an application.
No kidding.
He did.
Nice.
He did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like
good
that.
Good job.
I said, I'm not here for that. I'm here to buy. Anyway.
Yeah.
So at his point, and I'm just saying what you said, is that. You know, there are part-time jobs.
That
would be my favorite business, retail, but still, if you want to make some side jobs.
I agree.
Somebody's got to do it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't blame the people that show up for work.
No.
You know, it's the ones that...
They're the ones
the busting empty lanes
butt.
Are yeah. the ones that right. make you mad. Nobody will do it.
Like we were talking about this guy. I mean, somebody just didn't show up
last... Go be a checkout
last...
guy.
I think he does some of that.
Yeah. And he was at working last night, and somebody didn't show up, so he stayed till 10 instead of leave at 6. So,
anyway. You know what the worst thing was? You ever work at like a McDonald's or those kind of places? Or a gas station? Okay, no, of course not.
Okay, I worked at a gas station.
Worst thing in the world, when I worked at my brother's gas station or the Holiday gas station I worked in Minnesota, you close at 10 or whatever, and it's 3 minutes to 10, and you're trying to mop the floor, and they keep coming. And at what point you just...
I'm closed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And especially in the winter where you have to mop or else other stuff's in the morning, and it's like, that was the... How rude people could be. It's like, well, the pumps are shut off. Well, just turn them on! So back to my story.
Yeah.
So I'm in line, and I'm probably eighth or ninth in line. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's and then somebody's up there, and it's like, oh, well, just, oh, I'm not sure. Did I get the right size? On? Oh, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
So you're just like, mm-hmm. I mean, you're just, oh, this is nice. Did you get this for your grand? No, that's for my niece, Sally. Right. She's like, how are you? Oh, my, how are the roads?
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
So you're that guy, okay? You're that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I get up there, and at this point, I'm just like, I don't want to be friendly, but I'll be friendly. Hi, how's your Christmas going? Good, good, yep.
This is it.
Is it?
Check me out.
Oh, this is, oh, these book, yep, yep. Okay. Then she takes the last, she goes, I go, problem? She goes, you grabbed one without a tag. Oh, okay. This one, the gift. She's like, it doesn't have a tag.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
I'll just have to go find somebody. So she leaves, and I'm standing there, and I just look out of the corner of my eye, and here's nine of the angriest ladies with cards overflowing staring at me. And Todd and I, so I told that. So now I'm starting to sweat a little bit because I'm that guy. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's her fault.
Not even goodbye. Miss. And she had left at this point. She had gone to find somebody.
Wow.
And she finally comes back. She said, everybody is so big. I said, don't worry. Just put it aside. We're good. Right. But Todd and I were talking. I felt exactly like in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You did a perfect Steve Martin. Steve Martin all upset at the car rental place with the lady behind the counter.
Well, I can't say everything he says.
Not everything. Go ahead.
I want a Chevy. I want a Ford. I want a Datsun. I want a Nissan. I want a bleepin' car right bleepin' now. And she goes, may I see your rental agreement? Right? So he goes, I don't have it. And she goes, oh, boy. And he goes, oh, boy, what? And she goes, you're bleeped. Well, he walks up and she's on the phone talking to somebody about Thanksgiving.
Yes. Like, exactly.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble,
exactly.
Gobble.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I felt exactly like him when she said, you're bleeped.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that was my Christmas shopping yesterday.
So, little segue. So, I do have that show on Sunday, and we talked about. I had a counselor come in who's with Johnson Counseling, the Green Bay company. Actually, her and her husband own the company. And we talked about the stresses of the holidays.
Yeah.
Things like you just said.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, you know, what her advice was a lot of alone time. Go for a walk. And I think we need that. We're with people shopping that we, you know, you really don't like. And you don't really want to do that. And anyway, it was, that was one of the things we addressed. What?
Hang on a sec. Hang on.
Let me get that out. Sec.
What did I say?
Back her up. Go. Keep her, come on.
Right over here, man.
Back her up.
What did he say?
Come on.
What did
they say? Back her up. Back her up. You're shopping with people you really don't like.
What I meant by that was people, sometimes you don't
want to be. Many of them may have voted for you. You may have knocked on their door. I'm ready for me. I'd love to get your vote. I'd love to get your vote. Here's a picture. I look good in that picture.
You don't like to be with a lot of crowds of people. That's what I meant. I wasn't talking about individual.
Oh, okay.
Just, it was pretty cool what she talked about, like our family and a little bit like your family, but there's some of us that aren't politically in line.
Well, was that a good way to dance around it?
Yeah. We talked about how to deal with that. But anyway.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
So what time is that Sunday? 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock Sunday. It is a really good show. So I hope people listen. And it's just how to deal with the stresses of the holiday. 1 o'clock Sunday.
Oh, the original. I was hoping you'd have the original.
Tracy
Great
Chapman.
Song.
Yep.
Mine and the Mayor. Back after this.
Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. Carter's collision in Kewaunee reminds you out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they're away. You don't need to have a specific soldier in mind to help. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com for more information. This message is from Carter's Collision in Kewaunee, proudly supporting our military and veterans. Visit sendacarepackagetoday.com. We are free thanks to our brave.
Take a break or get yourself going. The right cup of tea can get your day flowing.
Nothing warms you up on a cold day like a delicious cup of luxury tea from the Elegant Elephant Tea Company. Visit ElegantElephantTea.com and use discount code WGBW for a 10% discount and free shipping for orders over $50.
Visit ElegantElephantTea.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month. As much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I'm working out, get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs.
Hey, welcome back. Tracy Chapman. I'm not sure. I know the song was big. I'm not sure it needed to be remade.
You know, I'll say this.
Okay.
The reason why I like the fact that it was remade, number one, he did it just like this. Like,
yeah.
He didn't try to make it his, right? So yeah. It was kind of paying homage to her,
yeah.
Right? But it also brought her back because she had not performed.
You're right.
The last time she did anything live on TV was Letterman's show before he retired.
Wow.
So it kind of gave her a little...
I guess she's a one-hit wonder, but man,
but
why?
She had a couple of other
did
hits
she?
After that.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, did you watch Nate Bargatze's special last night?
No.
I was going to call you and tell you to turn it on. So he did one of his, you know, the George Washington thing?
Oh, that's funny.
He did this one on the birth of Christ.
Oh, man. Who is he?
He was the angel,
cool.
That came down to talk to them about, and this shall be celebrated for years to come. Oh, with the theme of us here in the main... No, of a snowy kind of Scandinavian theme. And then at the very end, he goes, Joseph goes, oh, this is so wonderful. For generations and centuries and thousands of years, all of us Jewish people will be able to celebrate the birth. And he goes, I gotta go. He captures that character so well. Yeah. And like that one they did where it's like, the three wise men are here for you, Mary. Really? I just had a baby in a barn.
The little drummer boy.
The little drummer boy. Oh, I can't wait for his concert. They promoted the heck out of that last night during his special, Coming to the Resh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's in May, right? April?
May 9th, I think.
That's going to be fun.
We've already got tickets, right?
We do.
Yeah.
Now we just got to get him on the show.
In good tickets? Oh, yeah. I think we'll get him on the show. That shouldn't be too hard.
We're a radio station that likes you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure.
Got hitting here. What grinds me is a person standing there has to call somebody to open a register. What is that person's job?
So having worked in that, I just have to tell you
right.
this. It's those people who are doing registers.
Yeah.
In the old days, that's what they would do. They would stand there and cashier all day.
Yes.
No, they've got them out in the aisles.
I noticed that
stuff,
too. No question. No question.
So it's tough. And then when you get
I'm not putting anything against the...
I know.
You know,
but when people get angry, it's like, oh, man, these people are really trying. They're doing the best they can.
No question about it.
You walk in, and it's like a bomb exploded.
No, I wasn't... My frustration wasn't that. It was the people in line once they got there. It's like...
But
They were looking at you.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Yep. And then I become the guy that stops the line. Yeah. And they look at me with venom in their eyes. Yeah.
But the thing is,
and I can handle myself in situations like that, but a situation like that, which is completely out of my element, and I'm not even joking about it, sweat started like coming down my forehead.
Almost as bad as when you're walking through the lingerie aisle.
Same
right?
type of thing. Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? Yeah. Same weird type of thing. Oh. I get really hot really fast and start sweating. Yeah.
I love shopping. No, I
do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
Man, I hate it.
I do.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, because I don't know where anything is, first of all.
Oh, it's fun to look around, and you go... I do. I like shopping. Right. And it's funny because there's my daughters don't. They're like,
yeah.
And I do. So
for like anything, like any, I mean, I could go to a Menards and wander all day.
No, I would be.
Really?
Not Menards.
Oh,
but like,
I could.
Like Macy's.
I still dream.
And again, the differences between you, Menards, Macy's.
Well, right? Both start with an M.
Yep.
I still dream. I don't know how it's going to happen. But I still want a dedicated little building for a workshop with all the cool tools and everything. So it's not like, okay, your bike is in the way here. I got to move that for the compressor.
Right.
No, this is in the way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just completely dedicated, just a workshop.
Designed by you, laid out by you, built by
you. And I could sleep upstairs.
John, you're not that far away from that.
I was thinking about your garage.
Well, you're getting further away.
Because yours would be perfect. You got that upstairs.
I know.
I could rent out one stall. I could build a wall.
All right.
You wouldn't even know I was there.
Here we go. The model is there for you. Now you just got to find some land.
Yeah.
And build
what
I have. And
yes.
But it is. It's got the plumbing in there.
Exactly. That would be the most ideal place in the world.
Wouldn't that work? You could do that.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
How about the stairs going up? Problem with stairs, not liking them. They're okay.
Stairs, no, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Those are gradual stairs.
Yeah.
And those are, I think, 12-inch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll be fine with that.
All right.
No, that's a very doable goal for you at your income, at your age. That's very, very doable. And then you could design the best workshop in the state.
But have a department upstairs.
No, I get it. That makes a lot of sense to
me. Yeah, all right.
So what you need to do is put together a plan and... What's first? Well, you need to acquire a piece of property, and you need to look at that in the first quarter or second quarter of 25, and then, you know, what's going to cost you to build that? 30,000? 40?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not that bad.
All right.
Then, I don't know, you could be living there with your workshop in less than 3 years.
Well, then I'd have about 6 months to enjoy it.
Well, that is true.
Hey, I got to tell you something. You know what I said about in line? Like, that goes way back to my dad. We used to go to this place called Russo's. Everybody went to Russo's. That was like the place, okay?
Restaurant?
What
was Russo's?
A grocery store.
Grocery store.
In my hometown.
Right.
Nice guy. All brothers. It was almost like your family. All brothers. Okay? They became really famous for their Mama Russo tomato paste and spaghetti sauce, kudugi, and everything. But anyway, but one of the guys there... Charlie, you'll never forget this. But my dad was always kind of impatient. Like, okay, so let's go. Okay, yep.
And,
hey, Jimmy, how's Polly doing? Good, doing good, Charlie. Yep, let's go here. I saw Claris at the bank the other day. One of those, and he was like, maybe this worked again. I would start sweating a little bit. Ooh, this is uncomfortable. He wants to just keep moving. So maybe that's what that part goes back
maybe.
To.
Maybe.
Yeah. So he was that guy too.
You were loving your dad.
Following in the footsteps. Right. One thing somebody asked me about though, and that's why I brought it up to you the other day. Okay, you had 11 kids, right?
Yes.
And
I'm one of 11 kids.
You're one of 11 kids.
I have three, right.
How many gifts would your mom buy in a typical Christmas season?
I would say we each got 5.
That's not too bad.
No. So 55 gifts.
Yeah. But she shopped. I mean, she had a list, and, you know, she would ask. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she'd do it all year long, I would guess, right?
Yeah.
She would start. And
I would think so. Yeah. It's amazing how she pulled it off. You know,
what I mean. I mean, think about
but you don't,
that.
But you don't think about that.
I know you don't. Now when you
now,
look back.
I look at a lot of stuff back, and I'm like, how the hell did they do that? No.
I mean, I was looking for three granddaughter gifts yesterday, and I was going like whatever.
Backing up the truck. Did she work?
No. Oh, yeah.
No. She.
I don't know anybody's mom in my generation that worked.
That worked out of the home. John.
Yeah, that worked
you
out of the home.
My head, because
yours did.
Factory and retail.
Yo, my mom never drove. She didn't know how to drive. I mean, that was that era.
Yeah.
Women
yeah.
a lot of times, you had yeah. one car.
I don't know if my mom's listening. My mom had her license, but I don't know that she knew how to drive either.
All right, Mind of the Mayor, we got a great show coming up for you, including Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, in our Burkle's One Block Over segment. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Artificial intelligence. You may not think you're engaged in that process now, but you might be surprised. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Wisconsin's taking a real look at artificial intelligence. Amy Pahacek, Department of Workforce Development Secretary, says right now, data-driven industries are relying on artificial intelligence to help augment some of the dull or dirty jobs that a lot of humans don't want to do. And that includes a big sector of agriculture.
We know right now 18% of Wisconsin farmers are using precision agriculture practices, which are augmented from AI. Again, this is things like GPS, computer and farm equipment technology, to do seeding and soil maintenance, and also look at things like herd health on the dairy farm. We toured Agriculture Center of Excellence in Wausau, and we looked at really cool automated robotic milking systems. This helps augment the fact that right now we know population shortages exist in our rural areas.
That's Amy Pahacek. She's the secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. And if you say, well, I'm not involved in agriculture, I'm not impacted by artificial intelligence, think again. Pahacek says, according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data, Wisconsin is number one in terms of early adoption of artificial intelligence, and 15% of employees do work with AI as part of their daily work life. She also notes another 5% of businesses are planning to adopt artificial intelligence in the next 6 months.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre Solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre Solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
And the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher, named by the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program, hails from Milwaukee. Find out more about Joshua Gonzalez at MidwestFarmReport.com. That's food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Still a little breezy this morning, but we will clear out and the wind will die down throughout the day. We'll get to around 25 for a high, with temperatures falling into the teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The next new Wisco weekend is all about the winter holidays. I'm Lisa Hale. Join Terry Barr and myself as we take a closer look at solstice, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Over the past couple weeks, there have been several instances of people and vehicles falling through the ice in northeast Wisconsin locations. Tom Drzwicki owns Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. He said ice is very unpredictable, especially in larger bodies of water.
It's unpredictable out there. Never know what you're going to come across. You could have 2 feet in one place, and 100 feet away, you could have open water. It's always changing.
Drzwicki says people going out on the ice should always have a charged cell phone and a whistle or some sort of noisemaker to help rescuers find them. Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day. ThetaCare, which provides birthing services at five hospitals across northeast and central Wisconsin, has released the top names for babies born in their hospitals through December 1st of this year. The number one boy name is Oliver, followed by Theo or Theodore. The number one girl's name is a tie this year between Charlotte and Evelyn. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
All right, don't forget, first of all, drive safely out there. Roads are rough in some areas, but not bad in others. But don't forget, later on this morning, your last chance to play along with the grown-up gift list text-to-win contest in our statewide contest on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's coming up with Mino and the Mayor after 7 o'clock this morning. They will give you a keyword. You text that in. This morning, you're going to have a shot to win. I can't say, but let me just say this. You could put a little green in your pocket.
All right. Love it.
So that's coming up after 7 o'clock. Grown-up gift list with Mino and the Mayor. Once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Today is Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I don't own one. Do you?
You own more than you think.
Okay.
Carol.
Let Jim go through your wardrobe. You'll pick them out.
I've seen you wear sweaters in here. John, don't say you don't own an ugly sweater. They qualify.
Tough.
Some people go and buy one that, and they're actually marketed as an ugly sweater.
Yeah,
I know, Margo.
Yeah, that's kind of a
that was
ugly
a cool
Christmas
one you had on yesterday
sweater.
But that's become a cottage industry of its own. People creating them.
Oh, yes,
from lines.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember. This is. I mean, not to throw out names or whatever. But I remember standing in line, right in front of Aaron Rodgers' parents at a Packer game. Waiting to get into that one section, you know, where you take the elevators up, okay? And it was like this time of year, and he was wearing green sweatpants and the bleep is full sweatshirt.
Yeah.
His dad?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas! The blanker's full.
He was nice. I used to talk to him.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, just from standing in line, but super normal guy.
That, you watched that.
Yeah, the special, the 3-hour special. Yeah.
I'm in that. Khan said.
Are you in that?
Khan said, and I said, well, Johnny would have said that, but then again, you told me you fast forwarded through some.
Well, through the Costa Rica stuff.
No, he said it was at the airport.
Oh, I don't know.
That
when they came back from the Super Bowl, maybe, or
I don't know.
Something.
He just
As mayor of
No, speaking lines. No, he said, I just saw you in there. I said, I'm not going to watch that. But anyway, it must have been, you're right. It probably had something to do with the Super Bowl, right? I don't know.
Sure
I was
did.
With him quite a bit.
Yeah.
He hasn't called lately. So anyway.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I don't mean to sound like a cold-blooded guy or a jerk or anything. But, okay, one of the things where it's like, really? He talked about how when they won the Super Bowl, you work so hard to win the Super Bowl, and he wins the Super Bowl, and he's sitting on the bus and thinking, is that it? Is that all there is? One of those. It's like, come on! Every guy that's ever put on a pair of football pads would love to win the Super Bowl. That would be enough. And I understand you're saying, oh, I'm not fulfilled enough. Okay, whatever, whatever, but... For the love of God, so many guys would give anything in the world to have done that. I don't think you'd get a lot of sympathy.
I don't, not sympathy, but I want to defend him a little bit.
You would.
You work really, really hard to get something, and it's like, I won, or I hit this. It's like, wow, I kind of thought it would be a little different because
I understand.
It's been 20 years of working toward this, or 10, or whatever it is. I can see that he shouldn't have said that, but I think a lot of people, it's like, wow, I don't feel down, but I thought it would be a higher euphoria than it is. But he didn't have to go on that because then that's just back to woe is me.
And that's exactly some guy that's playing Randy Wright coming on or some of these other guys that devote their life to football and they would have given anything for that. I don't think they're sitting there saying, I could see that.
I could see
we're winning a Super Bowl and making $28 million a year isn't enough. I'm going to go down to the jungle and cover myself in mud and do whatever. That's just my personal feeling.
And if here's my take is if going to the jungle and doing all that is where you want to be spiritually, that's great, right?
Yeah, great, right? Do it.
But then walk away from the limelight.
Exactly.
Don't go on Pat McAfee show.
Absolutely.
Play in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Just go away. That's fine.
Yeah, you're enjoying all the benefits of it, but yet, I'm still not happy. Yeah.
What are the reviews on that? Because I know you watch it, and I've only talked to two of you who watched it.
I just thought it was way too long.
That's what Khan said, too, because that was way too long. But
it's
he
like
also
they could've
watched it.
Yeah. I was hoping they'd delve a lot more into the actual football aspects of it here in Green Bay. And they just kind of like it'd be, okay, 2009, blah, 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 boom, then he's back to the jungle or whatever. It was almost hard to follow in some ways.
Did he produce it?
I don't know. That I do not know. Let us know. Anybody else that watch it, let us know. A lot of people like it. And what just, you know, when your personal feelings, I'm just giving you my personal feelings.
Yeah.
Today is Caroling Day.
Great.
Here we go, a caroling among the
Why not?
Of green.
What a perfect day to go out.
Absolutely.
Put the little scarf on and the hand warmer for the...
The muff. Is that called a muff?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a couple hats. Yes, that's caroling day. That's nice. I hope people get out and carol.
I do, too.
This snow is perfect for...
Caroling?
Just walking around. It's so light. Of course, you live in a condo now, but those of us who don't, we saw it shoveling this morning at 4 o'clock, as was Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
The snow is super light. It's great skiing snow. This is not snowman snow, though.
Ryan, were you invited to his Christmas party?
No, I was not.
Okay, because I could see. If we had snow like this, I could see this happening.
it would. All right, move on.
The exact same thing happened to Matt LaFleur of the Packers and Saleh, whose first name I can't remember. He got fired by the Jets this year and is now at the Packers. They tell the story about when they were coaching. They were grad assistants, making zero money. Live in a tiny little apartment. They didn't even have any chairs and everything like that. And the head coach, Chip Kelly, I think it was, or Chip Kelly, the guy at LSU now. But anyway, they were coaching at like Grand Valley State or Saginaw Valley or something. He goes, hey, I'm having a big Christmas party Friday night. Could you guys come on over? Come on over early and, you know, help, you know, just welcome to the party. Yeah, oh my God, we're invited to coach's party. It's like, okay, guys, first shovel off the walk here and then push all the snow to the thing. And then when people come there, there's another parking lot down there. Take their cars. They spent the whole. It was exactly like Coming to America, you know, with Eddie Murphy, where it's like, how'd you boys like to come on over a little soiree I'm putting together? Yes, we would. And they were serving and valet and everything. So I could see you being that way with him.
It did happen a little bit, right? You stopped over And that synthesizer is upstairs, you know, the organ, and he carried that up there.
Oh, okay. So there is a little something, something. A little something for the, you get a little something for the effort?
No, I don't think.
Well, on your deathbed, you'll achieve total consciousness. So you got that going for yourself, which is nice. Yes. Today is also Sangria Day.
I like a good sangria.
I like it.
Boy, that...
Take that with you, Caroling.
But yeah, that doesn't
hot Christmas sangria. Yeah.
Wasn't did that have a life? And now it's that used to be the thing, sangria, right? Or is it still?
I think it's still a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I haven't heard.
I
that
know
in
a
while.
Lot of Mexican restaurants have their own blend. And all that. But speaking of Aldi, the other night they have a great sangria.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you like sangria, that's a good one.
I would like that. Actually, you know what was really good, Todd, was Zambaldi's. They had this hot cider thing.
Yeah, they did.
That was really good. And you know, I was a little under the weather, kind of whatever. Did that ever hit the spot? Wow. What?
Drinking for free. But that's right.
Did we ever find out the total? How
Not
much
yet.
We made that night?
No, we'll try and do that before Christmas.
All right. Five sleep nights until Christmas. Birthdays, Jonah Hill is 41. Boy, there's a guy that goes all over the place weight-wise.
Yeah. He's big, then he's less, then he's more again.
And he looks like a completely different person. When he, like, loses the weight versus when he has the weight.
I think he's kind of like us, where, like, we want to lose weight.
Yeah.
And then we do, but then we can't sustain it. We gain those extra pounds back.
Well, like I said, I'm proud of myself that I recuperated nicely from that viral thing I had last week or so. I put every pound back on.
That's nice.
In a hurry. Atina Ward?
No, Anita Ward.
Anita Ward.
Remember her
68. Not Cela Ward, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Let me see if I can pull something up here. Here.
Oh, was she the Clarence Thomas lady? No.
No. Oh, Anita Wood.
Anita Wood?
Her name was Anita.
Ring My Bell, baby.
Oh, Ring My Bell.
Jeez. Okay.
Come on, Jim. You
There's
like
a one-hit wonder.
Ring My Bell.
I hated this song.
Ring My Bell.
You just didn't know how to party back in the 70s.
And Basketball Jones, and those are just stupid. Okay, anyway, Anita Ward, happy birthday.
Did you say Anita Wood before? Because you know if you're in high school, people would say, Mary won't, but Anita Wood.
What?
It's juvenile humor. Look at seventh grade humor.
Yeah.
Anita.
Okay, yeah, all right. I got it. Okay.
What's wrong with you, Todd?
Really?
Me?
6:45. All right, let's go.
You're supposed to be the grown-up in the room. What's the matter with you? Alan Parsons, Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah.
Had some big hits in the 70s.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of them.
Eye in the Sky.
Oh, Eye in the Sky, that's right.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Games People Play.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was about 69. Oh, the games people play now. Every night and every day now.
All right.
Is never meaning what they say now.
I don't think that's
never meaning what they say.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Alan Parsons Project was more deep than that.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
That's...
Uri Geller is 78. Was that the magician?
He was the guy
used
that
used to be able to bend a spoon.
Bend a spoon on Carson and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah. This is Alan Parsons' project.
This is Alan Parsons. Go from here, all of the children are gone.
Oh, I love this stuff.
All right, you're right.
76.
Peter Criss, 79.
From Kiss.
You forget how long Dave been around, huh?
Long time.
I mean, early 70s, mid-70s. I mean, that's... Did you meet him?
Probably. I don't know who he is, but I met all the KISS people, so,
In
the dressing room, and they were eating, like I told you, they're eating salmon and brown rice, and they had smoothies. It's just a weird vibe. Not just weird, just wasn't what I expected, right?
I'll tell you what, that smoothie that Nikki brought in yesterday, that strawberry thing, was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it filled me up, like, for the rest of the day. One of those things.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, man, I'd like to know what's in that. That was fantastic. Where was that from?
That's it.
We could talk to Nikki about
place
this.
Place in DePere, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was so good. It was delicious. So that's what we got going on. Coming up next, we've got Lisa Hale with our Nuisco.
Nope.
With our Nuisco.
Nope.
With our Nuisco.
There you go.
Nuisco.
Just like it's spelled.
Weekend program. I always want to say N-E-W-I-S-C-O or something, so it's Nuisco.
Just say New Wisco.
You should really put two W's in
there. Yeah, there should be two W's.
No, there shouldn't.
No, if you put in New Wisco, he would say it right.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that you're right. But,
yeah. This might be the Todd.
Todd's first time.
This is the first time he's ever defended me against you. Please, let me have the moment.
You could
let me have one moment, Todd.
Put two W's.
It's the holiday season. We're crying out loud.
It's Jim's over there. Todd, why do you have two D's in your name? It's just Todd. T-O-D.
Can't you get in the holiday spirit one day?
All right.
That's like in a Sopranos one time when AJ got confirmed. And he was acting, whatever. And the mom goes, can't you act like a good bleeping Catholic for one day?
She's like,
I told you that story about my dad. Hey, I told you that story when he's on, when that dog attacked my dog, a German Shepherd attacked my beagle in the yard. I chased after the snow shovel. And my dad's on the phone with the guy. If that dog, you know, don't. I go, that dog comes in our yard again, I'm going to blow his bleeping head off. And my dad goes, you watch your GD language.
That's great.
Dads are great with that.
Dads are great.
Don't do as I do.
Mark Houston, Bella Sports Medicine will be joining us. TJ Bulls and Adam Grace, hybrid wrestling entertainment coming up.
Fun.
Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback with the Burkles one block over. Charlie Urich, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor. Located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, we provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of. No matter how you say it.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Got a text here.
These aren't the carolers,
Joseph.
These aren't the carolers that show up at the door. That's these are Mormon Tabernacle, right?
Yeah. Okay,
which is awesome.
Okay, I'm gonna confess to something.
Oh God! Every time he confesses, we find out that his pants fall down, or he walks around without underwear.
All right, yeah.
Ready for this, Lisa? Nope. He's gonna tell
us. Everybody does that on the weekends. Everybody throws on a pair of sweats on a Sunday morning to run to the store, grab a paper and a coffee.
That's called going commando, and you shouldn't do that in sweats. Am I right, Lisa?
Well, I wasn't in sweats. I was in those
never
jeans.
Never in sweats. I'm sorry. Never in sweats.
All right.
Lisa, I was going to have him play our favorite Christmas song. Our favorite Christmas song.
What's our favorite Christmas song?
Christmas in Dixie.
Yeah, that's a great one.
That is a great one.
Do you have a not favorite Christmas song? A Christmas song you never want to hear?
Yes.
12 Days of Christmas.
Yes. The 12 Pains of Christmas.
Oh.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Murphy played that those. One. Murphy played walking
incessantly.
Around. Oh, all the
incessantly.
Time.
Incessantly, Murphy would play that.
The yes. one I hate is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Same thing. Yeah, I hate those novelty hate Christmas
that.
Songs.
Oh, I don't know that.
I agree. No, what I was gonna confess to today, I watched a little bit of a special last night.
Uh-oh.
Man card.
What'd you watch?
Barry Manilow. A little bit. Tiny. Mark did too.
Oh, you guys.
A little bit.
With your Afghan.
Maybe. No, I turned the heat up.
There's nothing wrong with Manilow every now and then.
I like his Christmas songs.
I think it's fine that you like that.
Thank you.
I think it's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's good.
All right.
It's good.
Lisa.
Yes, sir.
Lisa.
Yes.
When you were talking last week about living in the South, living in the deep South, because I lived in Arizona for 6 years, so obviously it's a, different type of Christmas. When you came back here, did you say to yourself, damn, I wish I was in the South and it was really nice, or I'm glad to be up here with 6 inches of snow and really cold weather and yada, yada, yada. Does Christmas mean, people used to ask me it all the time, well, did you really experience Christmas if you're in the desert? What do you think?
I've experienced both types of Christmas in the Bayou and Christmas in the Midwest, and I much prefer Christmas in the Midwest. I prefer the snow. I prefer the winter weather. You know, I've got friends who are from Australia, and they prefer Christmas to be hot and sunny. So, I think it's whatever. I grew up. My formative years were actually in Michigan. I lived in Michigan until I was 12
years
old.
What town again? What town?
Almont.
Almont? Almont.
No,
oh, I don't know
Almont.
That one. Okay.
Almont.
I don't know where that is.
Do you know where Romeo is?
Yes, just outside of Detroit.
Right.
Who's the most famous person from Romeo? Now, from Romeo, Michigan.
Crickets.
Bruce Campbell?
Right.
No. From Romeo, Michigan.
Bruce Campbell?
Kid Rock.
Really? Oh.
Kid Rock is from Romeo.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I ignore that.
Okay, well, all righty. I've got Kid Rock Christmas album. I got to tell you something funny, though. There was I don't know what I was watching. It was a spoof on Christmas shows over the years. It was a spoof thing. It was like, Robert Goulet with a Christmas Bayou special. Christmas in the Bayou. And he's like on one of those long boats or whatever. Yes. But remember, there used to be those cheesy ones like that. So Christmas in the Bayou. I love it.
He was in Green Bay.
Robert Goulet?
Yeah.
There's actually a children's books, story. Instead of the eight reindeer, it's eight alligators.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what's wrong with the South.
Yeah.
I know,
they
right?
They would do something.
They would do something that's, like that's that. Yeah.
Santa has a Pierrot in Louisiana.
You talk about, you were talking about, though, the snow, but what Christmas card or movie have you seen where it's in the South? Christmas is just, it is. Like, we had a party yesterday at a Christmas party, and just on the screen, we put up, and it was all just a snow cover.
Yeah, absolutely.
People just expect it to snow. And what?
It's just like that skit last night, that Nate Bargatze thing. It's like, and it shall be celebrated here in, Jerusalem or Bethlehem or whatever. Well, no, it's actually going to be celebrated with snow and a Scandinavian theme. Okay. Yeah. What's coming up in Nuisco?
Well, we're going to be talking about holidays all this weekend. We've got all four major winter holidays. We're going to touch on those. They are Yule, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. And we're going to touch on all of those. We've got stories on dealing with holiday stress and grief. We've got a look back at high school football. You're a peer on that segment, John.
Yeah, me and Conroy. Conrad.
Conroy.
I've come so many different things now. It is Conroy, right?
It's Conrad. No,
Conrad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bless your heart. At least you get my name right.
Absolutely.
And don't call me Linda.
Absolutely.
I'm glad for that.
You mentioned the Yule, because that's good again. Last time I mentioned Nate Bargatze gets in. Sir, our angel, archangel, what is a Yule log? No one knows. Yeah, great skit. Lisa, I love your show and everything you guys bring to the table and all your energy. Anything I could do to be a part of that, man, you got me.
Oh, don't say that, because I will rope you into doing a weekly segment or at least biweekly or something.
I'd be more than happy to do it.
Dude, we need to talk.
Okay. Now it's a standing. Glad to do it. I think what you guys are doing is old school radio, which is much needed.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's, yeah. It's probably my favorite part of the week.
I don't blame
that,
you.
That and getting over here to talk with you guys every Friday. I mean, without that.
There you go.
My life would not be complete.
Lisa, I hope you have a phenomenal Christmas.
I hate you, Todd.
I love this. This is hilarious.
Lisa Hale. Weekend Perfect. When is it on, Todd?
It is on Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 it's on WISS and WGBW.
Fantastic show. Back with Mark Hughes at Bell Sports Medicine right after this.
She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered through the door out in the snow. When we found her Christmas morning.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, will the Musk-Trump GOP get to a plan C to fund the government before midnight Friday? Also, what impact does the ABC Disney settlement have on journalism? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A walkout by delivery drivers at more than half a dozen Amazon distribution hubs entering its second day. Starbucks workers also off the job in three big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle. Michelle Eisen is a bargaining delegate for Workers United.
We didn't get a fair offer from this company. We're striking because this company has still not stepped forward and solved the outstanding unfair labor practice charges.
Starbucks says the union walked away from talks earlier this week. Talks stepping up on Capitol Hill after the House voted down a newly negotiated Republican spending plan. A different bipartisan deal was torpedoed by President-elect Donald Trump and his close ally Elon Musk earlier this week. CEO murder suspect Luigi Mangione being held without bail at a federal prison in New York, the city where he is charged with murdering the head of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson. The FAA now banning drones and more New York City's following increased sightings recently. This is ABC News.